Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for December 23rd, 2017. And with Christmas just 2 days away, I thought I'd get a little creative with a review of the big shift year of 2017 and a preview of the megatrends shaping 2018. So this is my show today. I'm going to begin with the review. I actually did a post on this, and then you'll have the information on this in the show archives. I have an article on this that I did on December 17th when the new moon was conjunct the galactic center in Sagittarius. Well, now we have the sun has gone past that point in Sagittarius into Capricorn, and Venus is conjunct the galactic center tonight in Sagittarius. So as a host of Cosmic Love, I thought I would give this orientation, take it kind of to the next level, and I've added another blog article, and I'll provide links for that, that take this to the next level, the preview for 2018, megatrends that are shaping 2018, and what we can expect with some clear signs of the times, you might say. So I hope everyone enjoyed the 2017 Big Shift series, which I just finished with the epilogue, which was the review preview that I'm going to be going through today. That was 52 compendiums I did over this last year with new videos and articles linked to this epic year in our history. So thanks to all who contributed to this 2017 yearbook, which was kind of a unique time capsule of current events and framed with love and as a chalice for more light in 2018. As for 2018, the major mem or theme or keynote thought form of the year is systemic upgrade, personally and collectively. You know, the integration of 5D, five-dimensional, conscientious common sense, as we witness the opportunity for free online holistic healing and the emerging next economy with secure, decentralized, and global blockchain cryptocurrency, LoveBits, which I introduced this last week in the compendium that I include, you know, in the show notes. You'll be able to check that out and go into an understanding of cryptocurrency in general and LoveBits in particular. You know, little bits of love that, you know, have valuation criteria that are worth more and more easier and faster as things go on. You know, kind of the idea of cryptocurrency, but LoveBits in particular. So my intent is, you know, with this show, and with the blogging I've been doing this last year, which with these 52 compendiums, my intent's been to find and integrate timely news that is important for co-creating a future we all want. So that's who I am. That's what I do. And for example, this last Thursday, now, this is going to be more than this last Thursday. It's going to be a few weeks ago. There was this this whole situation with the Federal Communications Commission, and they neutralized net neutrality. Big news. But with everything going on, everyone busy preparing for Christmas, the Feds neutralized the neutrality of the Internet. And the Big Brother deep state of surveillance now deems it necessary to regulate the Internet with the FCC's Restoring Internet Freedom Order, That's what they call it, Restoring Internet Freedom Order, kind of like the Patriot Act. You know, that's what the FCC is calling this, the Restoring Internet Freedom Order. And then all year long I've been writing about the urgent need to upgrade our five core Internet freedoms. And let's hope that the FCC order will not be like the unpatriotic Patriot Act, quote-unquote, that eroded some core constitutional freedoms by justifying mass surveillance. And God forbid if this order is, you know, this FCC order, the Restoring Internet Freedom Order, but God forbid if this order is like the 2010 Supreme Court's decision called Citizens United that divided the public against the corporatocracy, which was given personhood rights to virtually buy Congress critters. So here they, you know, the Supreme Court gives the corporatocracy personhood rights. You know, the rights that people have. Of course, you know, I'm going to be going into that, but, you know, corporations are people. They're soulless. You know, they have their own agenda. And I'll be going into that. But anyway, these are interesting times, to say the least. This stuff's going on fast and furious. And, you know, most people just want to live their lives and get ready for Christmas. And, you know, behind the scenes, they're slipping through this stuff through Congress like they did the original Federal Reserve Act. What was it? More than 100 years ago, you know, while all the Congress critters were gone, and that's kind of an infamous history there, but this is what they do, and they still do it. So keep in mind, though, some of these highlights from 2017 have shed some light on trends that will define and refine and shine the 2018 upgrade. That's the theme of the year, and we're talking about, you know, the next economy, the next healthcare system, and the next healthcare system. Like I said, this is going to be you know, big shift. The next education system, the next system of government as we know it. It's coming, folks. I mean, this is going to be huge. So a little bit of review, some of the big shift highlights over this last year, you might say over the four quarters. The big keynote, you know, back in January was the prime directive and understanding of first principles, you know, going into 2017, which are pretty much universal principles but are going mainstream. And in the spring, I introduced, gave an overview of the Heartware process involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness and what that will look like with interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, what that a universal interface will look like for global telecommunications. So that was in the spring. In the summer, I went into different dimensions of orientation to this giant paradigm shift that's going on in the collective consciousness. And we're talking about from 3D to 4D in time, 5D, what that looks like, you know, what that will involve, how that will evolve our consciousness of how we are conscious. In the autumn of this last year, I got into more of the rise of the divine feminine energy, you know, this energy of the divine feminine that is rising, which is this understanding of this nonlinear, intuitive sensitivity that just knows, holistic knowing that balances the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law, which is usually associated with masculine warmongering on steroids. You know, it's, you know, the world situation, you know, how it's been used and abused by, you might say, malpractice or male practice, I should say. You know, that's all been coming out the end of the year, or this last since autumn. I mean, we've been seeing it coming out, you know, all this malpractice, male practice in Hollywood in particular, that we're, you know, it's coming out in government and all our social, political, economic institutions. And that's a decentralization, you might say, of the top-down command and control model of the masculine energy. It's like the bottom-up, culturing, feminine, nurturing, right brain, spherical, spiritual energy. This is the rise of the divine feminine. And earlier this month, December, I went into this understanding of how these energies, is all these energies of evolution, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, is creating, culturing, nurturing an ascension spiral that's going viral. And in this previous article on the ascension spiral, I go into the contributing factor of the decentralized blockchain technology as now provides secure global cryptocurrency exchanges of value. And this decentralized, interactive, and secure future for currency valuation includes a universal cyber ethics gold standard, an integral function of the value of, you know, the computer internet tools and processes that are seamlessly integrated with current information technology opportunity to optimize freedom, health, and prosperity for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. It's a global phenomena, and like more on this to go into this in this last previous article on the Ascension Spiral that's going viral. Plus, I'm going to be going into this today. I think I should have enough time if I keep up this rate. I'll be going more into this understanding of where this is going with the bonus report on cryptocurrency and the 2018 preview below. So, as I, you know, I'm kind of doing a narrative from this post on the 2017-2018 review preview. And this is kind of an anchoring of that insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you know, this review preview, and understanding the currency of conscience, and the next gold standard. I mean, this is the big news that the big media naturally prefers not to address. I mean, there's socially correct, with, you know, up by and for the people, and then there's politically correct, and some of the stuff kind of addresses what's going on with the status quo and how it's kind of stuck and how it's resisting change. And it's not considered polite to disturb the status quo message that all is well, so, you know, everything's getting better, the economy's looking great, and things are looking good. And I mean, people want to believe that. That's and it's true that things are they're evolving, they're changing, and it's not politically correct to disrupt or otherwise stress our normalcy comfort zone, which might disturb economic confidence. But some of us prefer the whole truth, not just, you know, limited hangouts and partial truth, but, you know, the whole truth, as in what's really going on and where it's going and how we can optimize the shift in a good direction. So bottom line here is that the global value of U.S. currency is being reset. I mean, the United States is no longer in a vacuum. We're in a global village now. The whole world is interdependent on, the United States in many ways. And the United States went off the gold standard a long time ago, both physically and spiritually, resorting to warring for a petrodollar-backed currency that has no future due to unlimited renewable energy resources, as they're now going mainstream globally with new technology breakthroughs. I mean, that's saying a lot, you know, right there. And this is like reality therapy. I mean, there's things going on like over the last decade There's been an alliance of Far East companies that has bought up most of Western gold reserves due to the big balance of trade deficits with China. And these Eastern families, and sometimes this is referred to as the Kuan Yin Trust in the East, they're now collateralizing a new gold standard for revaluation of global currency exchanges. Now, in the West, there are also financial resources, sometimes referred to as St. Germain's Trust, that are always also being applied to setting up a global economy and underwriting a U.S. and global new model of exchange for global currency exchanges. And this is tying into this whole new cryptocurrency model of exchanges for securing value in networks and commerce, telecommerce networks. So this is all referring to the this is referring not to just the physical gold that matters materially, but also the spiritual gold. You know, the spirit that matters. You know, the golden rule law language for a golden age is emerging with global interactive net reality. You know, the instant everywhere interactive internet. You know, there's global village now. So there's a new gold standard for the global golden age that is matriculating the matrix. It's in process. So for the advanced students of geopolitical shift, the show I'm doing today regarding the 2017 review and 2018 preview is providing an in-depth orientation for revelation of both the physical and spiritual gold standard that is rapidly transforming our global village. So, a little overview here. When I did this article, as I said when the show opened on December 17th, that I'm reading largely from, the new moon was conjunct the galactic center in Sagittarius. And those who are adept at quantum field astrology will appreciate how this is a very good time to consider those galactic universal truths that frame global transformation dynamics that are shaping the 2018 timeline. So this is in process. Like I say, today, as I, you know, giving this show live on December 23rd, Venus is conjunct the galactic center. And we're talking about an alignment across the galactic plane, hundreds of billions of star systems into the great central sun of our galaxy, which is, of course, connected in the quantum field with every great central sun of every galaxy in our system of worlds in the universe. And we're talking about deep space energies that are connected to not just the great central sun and the galactic center, but the universe. And so there are universal, this is the time when universal truths and universal love truths with Venus now conjunct. And then we're talking about aspects now with very deep mystical energies with Uranus. There's a trining of that great central sun with the energies of Uranus and with the energies of Neptune. Anyway, there's people that are oriented to astrology. All I can say is that there's an astrology psychology as far as energetics that aspect consciousness that have very deep, profound implications for the evolution, revolution, revelations of global humanity that are in process, whether we know it or not, you know, like it or not. I mean, there's, you know, this, it's all in divine order. There's cosmic law, language, principles that at this time of the year people understand, you know, perhaps a little bit more with the Christmas story. You know, the three wise men that, you know, that found the Christ, birthing of the Christ, you know, through astrology. They were astrologers. you know, they had a connection with cosmic principles. I mean, it's not all fairy tale. There are principles involved here that we get a smattering of it with our mythologies, you know, in our rituals at Christmas. And of course, a lot of these ancient rituals, Christmas and Easter, and go back, you know, with cultures long, you know, thousands of years, you know, that these regarding, you know, the winter solstice and the summer solstice and spring solstice, rituals that are ancient. We have our versions of it with Easter in the spring of the year and Christmas, you know, winter solstice. But they all reference universal truths to a certain extent. And so I'm going into tonight, you know, with this review, preview, 2017-2018, kind of a big picture of the family of mankind in a global village of all connected net reality, and how social conscience is maturing in our instant everywhere interactive social networks. And as we become more conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, this process of culturing conscientious common sense, you might say. I mean, we're talking about, you know, universal cosmic truths, galactic center oriented truths. I mean, if really at the highest level, this is what we could reference at this time of the year. And of course, you know, every time of the year, you know, the sun is in Sagittarius and goes across the galactic center. And this is, you know, with the winter solstice and this time of the year, these energies are, you know, bring this to the surface to a certain extent. So the Christmas angels, you might say, ride this wave. You know, the Christmas angels, you know, the angels of our better nature and the angles of God, as far as geometrically ordered divinity. I mean, there are cosmic law principles that every year at this time, you know, they resonate in the heart of humanity. And this is a process at this time, you know, with the winter solstice and this, the energetics of this time of the year that involves and evolves conscience with a capital C, as in E=mc², where C is the speed of light, and we become more conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience. And anyway, this process defines and refines and shines the light of conscience, the currency of conscience, at the heart of the next economy. This is ultimately where it's going at the cusp of the Aquarian Age, with a golden rule law language for the Aquarian Age, you know, the currency of conscience for the next economy, and other dimensions regarding, you know, the new systems of government that represent people directly, more directly. And I've been talking about for some time this last year the theme of this process for the evolution of civility with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunications, this universal hardware interface for global interactive cyber ethics. So these are new concepts. Some people over this last year, hopefully, you know, reading, you know, the 52 compendiums on the 2017 Big Shift, have some commeasurement with this understanding of where it's going. And how, you know, the currencies with cyber cryptocurrencies, where it's going. And I'm going to be going into that more, and I'm going to try and speed this up. I'm probably talking too fast now, but I want to give an orientation to this with, you know, in a way that's philosophically correct. When I say that, has an orientation to this general enlightenment that's going on in global social networks with the internet revolution. I mean, it has created a revolution in higher consciousness globally, and in general, this process of general enlightenment is systemic globally. You know, people are waking up, wising up, and rising up to a new common sense that transcends the the polarizing BS, the belief systems, that divides rather than unites us as united sovereigns of Earth. I mean, it's like the whole reality of an instant everywhere interactive internet. You know, we're in a global village now, you know, and we're all connected. And so this understanding of, you know, we the people is now us as united sovereigns of Earth. So transcending the old paradigm BS is the conscious evolution process known as evolutionary ascent. It's an ascension process. And so there's a planetary ascension process going on. And it's not just the ascent of one's own BS belief systems, but also it's the same process for planetary ascension as a holistic, healthy, and otherwise holy whole. It's a whole system. I mean, we are what we believe, having become what we believed, and we are what we think, having become what we thought, and we are what we feel, having become what we felt, and we are what we do, having become what we did. Forrest Gump was famous for saying, stupid is what stupid does. And I think the ascended Forrest Gump would say, cosmic love is what cosmic love does. That'd be the ascended Forrest Gumption. You know, he'd have the gumption to come up higher. And I'm just playing with words here, but we're talking about a shift, a paradigm shift, a philosophical shift. Beyond seeing through the glass darkly, you know, the cup being half full to the cup being half full. This is the shift I'm referring to. And the Holy Spirit of love and action, it is the natural law language of the angels. Now, the angels of our better nature, that represents the law of the angles of God. God is geometrically ordered divinity. And that's the law and order at the heart of the global revelations revolution, which is now culturing 5D social conscience in our ubiquitous global social networks. There's a whole new holistic, healthy, holy, holy, whole systems, global consciousness that's emerging. And it's a dimensional shift. Where, you know, it's like from 3D paradigm paralysis to a more of a 4D nonlinear spherical spiritual awareness in time, in the continuum, you know, where past, present, and future merge with a 5D, multi-dimensional, integrated new frame of reference for conscientious common sense. I mean, it's playing around with the understanding of 5D because, you know, when you say 5D, you know, a lot of people's eyes kind of roll back in their head and they don't know what you're talking about. And so you have to kind of go through a metaphoric orientation like modern-day parable. I mean, Christ spoke in parables, which was, you know, in his day, agricultural parables, but now we're talking about exquisite metaphors for, you know, the modern-day parables of, you know, a global village. You know, the computer internet revolution is basically the language. You know, we don't have the agricultural age parables today that people relate to as much as we do. Well, there's some industrial age parables, that people identify with, but the information age parallels and quantum age parallels, you know, the quantum age, the Aquarian age, the golden age that we're moving into, it's a paradigm shift of parables or parallels that go into an understanding of 5D and beyond. I mean, we're talking about a new kind of a conscientious common sense, you know, like the common sense that Thomas Paine wrote about that sparked the American Revolution. Well, now it's a global affair. And this new conscientious common sense is the power of love in action. I mean, you take power, the concept of power is kind of blue, and the concept of love is kind of pink, and you get blue and pink, and the combined is a violet. So we're talking about the power of love is the violet Holy Spirit in action. This is the dynamic that's matriculating the matrix now. So you might say that the key to integrity has always been the integration of all the keys to sovereignty. The kingdom conscience, you might say, of by and for the keys to internalization of God, love, geometrically ordered divinity, and this whole concept of the keys to the kingdom, the keys to integration of all, you know, the keys to integration of the most valued values, the most valued virtues. This has been, you know, an exercise in orientation to exquisite metaphors, parallels, parables that give a multi-dimensional, like a holographic, multiple perspective orientation to the same thing. And the last several years, readers of the Emerging Blueprint for the Golden Age and the 2017 Big Shift can see where 2018 is going. I mean, there's the megatrends are converging, and I'm going to be going into the megatrends more so here, if I can speed it up a little bit, like I say, I'm working on it. So, there's a trending here, and unless you suffer like paradigm paralysis, which is the inability to process new information of an in-depth nature, you can see the pattern. You can connect the dots and get the picture. I mean, everyone in their heart of hearts knows that love heals all, and the higher the concept of love in form and frequency, as in frequently, the greater the results. Now, in form, I refer to geometric ordered divinity. And in the article, there's a video I provide on sonic geometry, the language of form, frequency, and form. And this is an amazing video. It's as of just December 18th, it had more than a million views. We're talking about a universal language, a form and frequency that is perhaps the most important language we'll ever know. And we're talking about, you know, the this video is those who are listening to the podcast in the future as it's available, you'll be able to stop the podcast, and you can, if you're following along with this narrative from the article in the 2017-2018 review preview, you'll be able to watch this video. And one of the master keys to the kingdom conscience, you might say, of sovereignty, is a pure heart, also known as heart coherence. And so the frequency of love, this golden ratio algorithm of the heart with rhythm, when the heart is in the frequency of holy compassion and joy. Some of this orientation is giving in the video on sonic geometry, and I provide links on the understanding of heart coherence where you can go into more dimensions of this. And this is, you might say, the core. This is the heart of universal love as geometrically ordered divinity in a frame of reference for, you know, universal law, cosmic law. And this is in this ongoing theme of cosmic love since I began doing the show almost 11 years ago, this spring. So we're talking about now this process of ascension into the fifth dimension of a common sense comprehension without divisive reprehension. So pure intention focuses attention with coherent retention for love ascension in the fifth dimension of common sense comprehension without divisive reprehension. This is the spirit of unity conscience, of Christ Mass conscience, unity conscience as, you know, Christmas Christ Mass awakening that will deliver a wonderful 2018. And those who have had enough and can't stand anymore, I wish you a Merry Christmas, wonderful New Year. Basically, just keep the faith, you see the good, make it so, Future is what we make it. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. Keep the faith, see the good. With love is the rule, love rules. And but I'm going on here. But, you know, those who like to take it to the next level, I referenced in this previous article some bonus articles and videos on cryptocurrency. Some people are ready to hear that and are interested in it. I've also provided a bonus article for those who have listened this far on five keys to building your immune system, optimizing your immunity against disease for your 2018 health resolution. It's understanding of that health is wealth. And some videos and articles on the next cryptocurrency economy, which you'll may find really interesting. This cryptocurrency thing is huge. It is huge. And it is really defining the next economy. It will be, it's the infrastructure that's being established to secure communications and negotiations of value that can be translated seamlessly over the internet and worldwide. Now, the videos I provided on this, on the cryptocurrency revolution, the documentary film, actually several videos, I'm going to be going into that, and you know, those who have a chance to look at that, you have some insight on what's going on this 2018 as far as the emergence of the next economy. And I'm serious about this. The infrastructure for the next economy, you know, for matriculating the matrix, you know, for new currency transactions, and the principles involved. And some of you who are entrepreneurial oriented will want to catch this wave. And for those who will catch the wave and ride the wave of these cryptocurrencies, their fortunes will be magnified and multiplied in 2018. I can virtually guarantee that. Now, when I say the virtually guarantee, things can happen. I mean, it's all in divine order. You know, if the things get out of hand, there's any number of scenarios that can happen to bring it all back into balance. I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm just going to give a little bit of an orientation to the new infrastructure that's being established with cryptocurrencies. That's like the infrastructure of the internet. We're talking about, you know, you imagine at the beginning of the internet, if you talked about the internet and what was coming, people would think you were crazy. But look what's happened since, you know, the early 80s and 90s when the internet emerged. Who would have guessed that it would provide a vehicle for this instant everywhere interactive exchange of information and just general enlightenment for global humanity as has happened. So here we are. And now the infrastructure for exchanging value, and what's the ultimate value but virtue, the understanding of valuation of networks, valuation of a currency that will mature as the virtue of, you know, of value in that network, in that community, in that currency, is culture. So this blockchain technology is going to change everything. From a quote from the video in the documentary on the complete film on cryptocurrency, and it's a short film, it's only about 16 minutes. They say there's a truth to this, that the blockchain will disrupt nearly every industry, from purchasing groceries to heating your home, and everything from banking to government, and everyone from banking to government is racing to develop this technology. And the reason for that is explained in that video and another video that's given, where a blockchain expert explains the concept of blockchain on seven levels of difficulty, from a child's level to an expert's level. And this is fascinating stuff for those who are into understanding where this is going. And there's a third video that's on TED Talk, and it's as of the December 18th, I think I had about 839,000 views on TED Talk about the understanding of the blockchain and how it's about to decentralize everything. We're talking about decentralizing the economy, decentralizing government, decentralizing healthcare, decentralizing education, and the video goes into that. Now, beyond physical materialism, the gold standard for value is virtue. And the higher the virtue, the greater the results. appreciation of value rather than depreciation. Appreciation rather than depreciation. So if you really want to ride the wave of appreciating value, the more virtue in the blockchain community network, the more value, and the faster the increase of value, of appreciation, rather than depreciation. So I take that concept of appreciation of value based on virtue with this model of the TLC future of blockchain. And I'm talking about TLC as far as telecommerce, decentralized economy, telecommunications, telecom in general for decentralized government or telecommunity, telecare for decentralized healthcare, global telecare, what the free online holistic self-care service will look like, and teleconscience, decentralized education, the currency of conscience that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience for teleconscience. This TLC model metaphor parallel parable is this multi-dimensional holographic frame of reference that I'm introducing with love bits, Bitcoin, you know, you've got love bits, and love in terms of geometric oriented divinity, this frame of reference with the love model, with the circle, triangle, square, linear, nonlinear, the trinity and the synergy and the plan of the looking down on the pyramid as a metaphor for the city, four square, the New Jerusalem, the four archetypes of wholeness of Jung, the four winds of the Native American of Native cultures, and the four archetypes from the Tibetan sand paintings, the Hopi Indians, the understanding of the universal archetypes of the most powerful thought form in the universe, and the key to the ascension of the planet as far as the components to the capstone for the creative ascent process for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. Love bits provides a unique currency for exchange with the value-added virtue that underwrites, subsidizes, and otherwise co-creates global civility, health, and prosperity for the family of mankind. And that's the vision I'd like to hold for 2018. More vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global humanity, you know, on the cusp of the golden age. I can't think of anything better to do. And I'm always, you know, raising the flag and see who's going to salute. And, you know, ideally with love bits, you know, riding this wave of currency valuation, the ascension spiral will be going viral. So imagine what's coming in 2018. Well, this was my orientation and review preview that I talked about, and I'm just publishing the article. Comes out, this podcast comes out and will be available, there will be a link that goes into embracing the megatrends shaping 2018. And what these megatrends are shaping 2018 provides extraordinary insight into understanding the valuation potential of love bits. You know, like Bitcoin, we're talking about love bits as far as the gold standard for a spherical, spiritual, TLC orientation to the highest and best purpose of liberating and leveraging our individual and collective gifts and talents, you know, for a currency exchange, you might say, that cashes in or trades in dollars and cents for the conscientious common sense of a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global golden age. I mean, that's saying a lot. I mean, why not, you know, raise the standard of a vision of how good things could be? And remember, I'm a student of Buckminster Fuller. I mean, I lectured at his World Game Studies workshop back in 1974. And Bucky's famous for saying that you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So that's what I'm doing. I'm basically referencing what the new model will look like. You know, what are the five major megatrends shaping 2018 and how they all are converging, you might say, in the capstone. The components to the capstone are the first four megatrends as relates to each individual spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and relates to civilization in terms of government, education, health care, and the economy. So the personal and planetary processes involved, I go into in this article. I'm going to be giving a little preview of it now. The five megatrends shaping 2018, and why a 5D upgrade in 2018 is imminent. So I'm going to begin with this quote by this 2018 overview quote. And I got this from Buckminster Fuller. He says that in the concept of constant, inexorable change, the most valuable assets of man are his utterly abstract, weightless ideas, which permit his swift recognition and adjustment to the ever-changing pattern. The most valuable ideas are those which not only comprehend the change, but also the trending of the change, in order to anticipate the next important change events, as does the good driver of a car, pilot of a plane, or captain of a ship, thus enabling the safe and satisfactory dynamic of forward transformative processing of man in evolutionary universe. That's Buckminster Fuller. I love that guy. You know, I was really into, I mean, he had a different way of speaking of things, but you know, when I was, you know, I was just a young man back then, back in 1974, and I got it, what he was talking about. And basically, this is what I'm talking about now. I mean, it's really clear for me that there's a way to orient what he's been, you know, this understanding of seeing trends and doing a trend fit with the trends. And this is the process of transformative evolution that Buckminster Fuller was really into. And for 2018, we're talking about the big picture of global transformation that's emerging with five major megatrends that represent systemic decentralization of management, you know, as in government, media, education, medicine, you know, the healthcare system, and markets, the economy. So this process of culturing interactive systems of communications, commerce, and caring for global holistic health with open, self-governing solutions that secure sovereignty for all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. This is the process I'm referring to as the management, media, medical market megatrends. So we're talking about decentralization of our core social institutions is the natural reaction to the highly centralized concentrations of wealth and power for the profit of corporatocracy that has inverted, subverted, and perverted democracy, you know, our constitutional republic. So this is the New Year's resolution that I'm referring to, restoring the republic. I mean, a good New Year's resolution for core global solutions in 2018 begins with a good grasp of self-evident benefits from a power shift back to decentralized social, political, and economic institutions of, by, and for the people. The family of mankind now in an instant everywhere and all connected global village. I mean, Buckminster Fuller was really into this concept of we are called to be architects of the future, not its victims. And I had been a student of architectural engineering at Ohio State University before I went to study with Buckminster Fuller and then lecture at his World Game Studies workshop. And so this quote by him that we are called to be architects of the future, not its victims. That really spoke to me. It speaks to me today. And here's why the 2018 upgrade is imminent. I mean, in brief, the current crisis of disintegrating integrity in core social institutions is at root a disconnect from current capabilities to integrate systemic upgrade with the decentralized power shift. Now, there's a link on that keyword power shift, which I've mentioned twice now, and you want to go to that because there's a graphic of that that gives a holistic systemic understanding of power shift from the internet to the outer net, internet to the outer net in our core social institutions of government, education, healthcare, and the economy. I mean, if you think of it, we still have today a horse and buggy legislative system in the space age. And then that system has been co-opted by the corporatocracy. And again, I have a keyword link on corporatocracy. You want to, if it's a new concept to you, you want to understand what the corporatocracy is. It's been known as been called the New World Order or shadow government, and more recently, it's been called the deep state. So the corporatocracy has a massive force of lobbyists on Capitol Hill, which ghostwrites legislation that their bought-off Congress critters then sponsor to benefit the deep state. You know, as in the massive tax breaks for giant corporations that were granted personhood by the Supreme Court and the infamous 2010 Citizens United decision. You know, the massive tax breaks that was, you know, was the Christmas gift to the deep state, the corporatocracy. It was in the news this last week, you know, Trump's great victory, you know, giving a huge tax cut to the corporatocracy. I mean, and this goes back to the, you know, giving personhood to corporations, the Citizens United decision. Is that now considered settled opinion by the Supreme Court? Or has backlash from the public reached critical mass? I mean, this is the core issue shaping the 2018 timeline. Will we own our own lives with decentralized power, or be subservient to highly centralized, top-down, command and control programming by way of big government collusion with big banks, big oil, big media, big pharma, and the big war agenda of the military-industrial complex? This is the big issue. Decentralization of everything. This is what's going on with cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. The highly decentralized deep state corporatocracy is being decentralized. The internet has already decentralized public education. I mean, think about it. The instant everywhere and interactive intelligence on everything is now provided over the internet. It's decentralized public education. And now we're seeing blockchain technology decentralizing commerce worldwide. In 2018, the megatrend toward global holistic healing will also gain traction with global telecare. You know, and there's a link on that, and those who follow that with the blogging on global telecare this last year and the year before that, we're talking about a highly personalized self-care service that will be free online and available worldwide, you know, like Facebook is. I mean, if the current entrenched system of highly centralized medical industrial complex wouldn't object, the decentralized vision of global telecare could launch globally in 2018. I mean, imagine what that will look like globally. It's like freedom and opportunity, you know, for more holistic health, easier and faster. The reality, the potential, the capability is there. I mean, commerce, communication, and healthcare will never be the same. And it's a good thing. It can be so much better, so fast. Could happen. I mean, a wholly new system is integrating, kind of in the etheric. It's coming into the higher mental body. It's going to be stepping down more into the mental body as more people, you know, involve and evolve their understanding of it. And then it's going to be stepped down into the physical models that are going to matriculate the matrix to manifest, you know, the reality of this. So this new decentralized model of self-determination for global netizens, you know, global citizens, is based on first principles of the U.S. Constitution as relates to five core internet freedoms. I mean, that's the foundation. And we're talking about a foundation of TLC in terms of teleconscious, telecommunity, telecare, and telecommerce. So with this, you know, at this point, this is enough introduction. I go into the five megatrends. Teleconscious, owning our own minds. I go into, you know, this is the blog that you can access there on the Cosmic Love homepage, the information. And at this point, you can go to the article and go into these megatrends and watch the videos that I provide, you know, by pausing the podcast and watching the videos. And the second megatrend on telecommunity, owning our own government, it goes into that in more detail. Megatrend number three, owning our own health, how your health is your wealth, and the videos that are provided there, you can watch those. Megatrend number four, telecommerce, owning our own business, the cryptocurrency opportunity with different reference to compendiums and understanding of cryptocurrency and where that's going, the cryptocurrency revolution. Videos and articles you can review at your leisure over the holidays. And megatrend number five, telecommunication, integrating all the other megatrends with this centralized systemic TLC. So you can go into that. We've got a clear crossroads here. One direction goes to chaos. The other direction goes to divine order. So keep it positive, folks. See the good. Keep the faith. Good things are coming to those who look in that direction. There's a lot of information here that's positive, uplifting, vision of virtue and valor for the victory of basically where it's going in 2017. If basically you know, keep the faith and see the good and see how they can manifest, it'll reverberate with other people that are on the uplifting edge of rising up for a vision of 2018 that we can all be uplifted by. So thanks for listening. Catch you in a couple weeks, and we'll be going into this more in 2018. Have a wonderful new year, and we'll see you next time around. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.